Kevin Brockway of the Gainesville Sun, who is covering the Florida Gators in the NCAA basketball tournament. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk about these Gators. Kevin, a team we saw in Fayetteville that Arkansas just completely destroyed up there, and then they lost a couple of games on the road, still had a winning road record in the SEC, but then losing to Ole Miss in the SEC tournament. But ever since then, they've played some great basketball.
They've regrouped. Certainly, some of the matchups have helped. They thought the Northwest State game, in the first half, Northwestern State, obviously the top scoring team in the country, gave them a little bit of trouble, but then they really locked in defensively. And then the first half of the Minnesota game looked about as terrific offensively as they had, probably since January in terms of moving the ball, sharing the ball, making shots. And then, had that little lull early in the second half, but was resilient enough to hold on, made some free throws down the stretch, which was important.
As far as Florida right now, do you think a little bit of kind of those midseason struggles might have been that if they weren't all healthy? And how healthy is this team? Are they just about as healthy as they've been all year right now?
Yeah, I think especially Will Yeget. I mean, he was, I thought, really kind of an unsung guy in the second half of that game when Eric Murphy was in foul trouble. He came in, did the physical things, got to the free throw line. He didn't hit all of them. He was 5 for 9. But what he did do was get him Bachway in foul trouble from Minnesota and, got some tough rebounds in the second half, took some charges. And that's where he's at his best. He doesn't really have to score for him. If he can do the dirty work, do all the little things, it really adds a nice dimension to their team. Michael Frazier, he's back from the concussion. He's a guy that's still kind of struggling a little bit. He's just a freshman. Maybe the moment is a little big for him. Certainly Florida would like to see him get back going with his perimeter shooting, his outside shooting, because that adds some nice scoring punch off the bench.
Kevin Brockway, the Gainesville Sun, joins us now talking Florida Gators basketball in the NCAA tournament. And Kevin, Florida Gulf Coast, they're the Cinderella this year. A 15 seed for the first time ever makes it into the Sweet 16. Talk about that matchup of two Florida schools going at it.
Yeah, well, I talked to Jim Larranaga late last night and FGCU, beat Miami very early in the season in November. And he still vividly remembered that game in terms of their ability is very high in Comer. He thinks he's one of the best point guards in the country. He feels like they have some very athletic guys that Comer can get the ball to. One thing about Florida Gulf Coast, they're a little susceptible to ball pressure, the press. So I would expect Billy to really get after him again, and Florida to get after him and try to create some havoc with some pressing and some trapping. I think that could be certainly a big advantage for the Gators. It was early in the Minnesota game, helped them get out to the big lead.
Are you surprised that Tubby Smith was fired today?
Yeah, I'm very shocked that we had just heard that on the radio. And, I knew Tubby from, I've been covering the Gators for 10 years, so I knew him, from his days at Kentucky and in all my encounters with him, very class guy. Right after the UCLA game when they won, it was funny, he did a post-game quick TV interview, and as he was running in the tunnel, there were a couple of little kids that had a little basketball, and he stopped and he signed about two or three of those. Just tells me, the kind of guy he is now. I know he really wanted the practice facility and Perry didn't get it. He might have had some issues with some guys leaving the program and recruiting. But as far as the next to those guys concerned, Cubby is one of the best, and I think he'll land on his feet somewhere and do very well.
And looking at this Florida team, I mean, they really are a balanced team. You have three guys that are averaging right around 12 points. With Patrick Young right under that at 10, but has 6 rebounds a game. And then your guard, Scotty, 9 points a game, but averaging 5 assists a game. How are they able to stay that balanced and not really seem – because when I watch them play, they don't have a guy out there that's selfish, like a Marshall Henderson or a Khalif White at Temple that's going to get 20 shots a game, something like that. But they seem to share the ball and seem to really be gelling. What do you think? How do you think that is?
I think it comes from coach. I think it comes from Billy Donovan, and I think it started really with the O4s. And when they saw that you could win national championships that way, that Noah Horford, Torian Green, Lee Humphrey group was a very balanced group of all 5 guys, couple figures. And when you have that ability to move and share the basketball, and you can't really key on one guy defensively, it makes it. Makes you a very dangerous team. Kenny Boynton went through some issues earlier in his career where he was kept shot down. and had a high volume of shots, but he's kind of toned that down a little bit, and everybody feeds off each other. It's a very selfless team, which is to their credit, because that's hard to do in this day and age of college basketball, where everyone wants to put up numbers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How does the coach sell that? Because Florida gets some good players that comes in. How do you sell that and say, look, you're not going to average 20 points a game. We're going to be an unselfish team, but we're going to be there at the end and have a chance to win a national title?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Billy also can sell the NBA, too. I mean, Horford and Mellon and Brewer, those were guys that, they were never SEC Player of the Year candidates because they didn't put up big numbers. But, they're cashing pretty big paychecks in the NBA right now, and Billy could sell that. You can really show a lot of things in places like the NBA Combine as far as that's concerned. And Billy's guys, you think about even a guy like Chandler Parsons, what he's doing in the NBA right now, it just shows you that you can get to the next level, without putting up quality college numbers.
Kevin, I know you're driving to Dallas. Are you enjoying the state of Texas?
Yeah, getting used to it. I've spent a lot of time here on and off. I think when I was in college, I even dated a girl in San Antonio, so I guess I could say all my exes do live in Texas.
It's
an interesting state, a big flat state, but we're enjoying it. We're just getting near Arlington now, actually, and it's people treat us very well down here. A lot of steak, a lot of Tex-Mex. It's been a good time, but we're going to be here another week, and hopefully the Gators will be here for a while as well.
And talk about that matchup, playing in Cowboy Stadium. Do you think the fact that Florida has been on the big stage before, played in big-time arenas, kind of helps them in this game against Florida Gulf Coast? Because this is the first time Florida Gulf Coast is going to play on any stage quite like this.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting, too, is the whole aspect of the really huge stadium. Now, this Jerry World, we haven't seen it yet, but by all accounts, I mean, it's a really big, spacious, cavernous arena. And, Florida's played in the Georgia Dome in the past in the SEC tournament, but, they're actually leaving a college-type arena, too. So they're going to have an adjustment, too. I think they're shooting the tight lines. That's certainly a big deal, and it's something that, I think both teams are going to have to adjust to. And it'll be important for Florida to kind of establish that inside game and maybe finish around the rim a little and not just rely on their three-point shooting.
Yeah, when you look at both these teams, what do you think Florida's really going to have to do? Is it handle the ball? Is it play better defense? What are they going to have to do to advance?
Yeah, I think that certainly handling the ball is a priority. Avoiding those loud turnovers that impact your defense. And certainly Arkansas exposed that, I think, a little bit. Certainly in that game in Bud Walton Arena where they upset them. When Florida was number two in the country. Florida is a very sound half-court defense team, but when you give away points, when you make mistakes like that, those kind of, loud turnovers where you get run out, happen at the end of the Kentucky game, things like that are really momentum shifters. And when you have something like that happen, I mean, that's just really a killer when it comes to, compromising your defense, which I think, Florida's, right now second in the nation in scoring defense. It's just, don't give points away, and you're going to be all right.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. If the Gators win two more games, we'll talk to you next week. How about that?
That'd be great.